Follow English Podcast Mixer, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. One more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is May the 20th, 2015. It's a Wednesday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 71 of the Follow English podcast. And this episode is actually a mixer, a podcast, Follow English podcast mixer. So we're going to be listening to seven different speakers giving their opinions about work, about whether we're working more or less nowadays. What do you think? Do you think we're working more nowadays now that we have all these technological devices and we have the possibility of checking our email anywhere at any time? Do you think we're working more, or do you think we're also we are also easily carried away? We get easily carried away by checking social media all the time. And what's your opinion? And what do you think about working for a big and small company? What are the advantages and disadvantages? And do you like to have a routine at work, or do you prefer to have more freedom and creativity to improvise and to do different things every day, to have a more dynamic, let's say, routine at work? So these are some of the questions we're going to be discussing in the next few minutes. I hope you enjoy this second podcast mixer episode. So let's get started then. Speaker one, do you like to have a routine at work?
Oh yes, I think I do, because we can organize our time, we can save time, and you can have a program and a schedule for your day. It's the best way of work.
In your opinion, what are the advantages and disadvantages of working for a big company and for a small one?
The big advantage for a big company, for example, it's you can have a career and you can get some higher position. And a small company, you can know everybody, you can work in a place that you have friends and something like that, and it's not the same in a big companies.
In your opinion, are we working more or less than in the past today?
I think we are working less than in the past because nowadays you can organize your time, you can use a lot of ways, different ways of working. You can use the internet and something like that. And in the past, we spend a lot of times to do tasks that today we can use 15 minutes to do.
Speaker two, do you like to have a routine at work?
Yes, routine is necessary, yeah, because you have to be planned, and if you don't have a routine, well, things are difficult for you.
In your opinion, what are the advantages and disadvantages of working for a big company and for a small one?
Well, in a big company, you have more support, but a disadvantage to work in a big company is, well, in some projects it's difficult to change something. You have to follow strict rules. Yeah, in a small company, you have less support or less money or less resources, but you can create more, you have more space.
In your opinion, are we working more or less than in the past nowadays?
Wow, much more. Much more, because, well, the ways of communication is becoming hard, and you can work at home in any different places.
That was speaker two, now speaker three. Do you like to have a routine at work?
Yes, I think I do. I think that having a routine helps us organize better our time, even though you have to have a limit, you know, because otherwise it becomes repetitive and boring. So, but I think a little routine is important, but you have to have different challenges to make a better time at work, you know, to enjoy yourself better.
In your opinion, what are the advantages and disadvantages of working for a big company and for a small one?
I think the best advantage you have working in a small company is that you're closer to the top management. So you're in your everyday routine, you're in contact with the top management, so you are more exposed to them. There are some risks, of course, but I think this helps you evolve in your career. And I think the big disadvantage would be instability. I think when you work in a bigger company, even though you're kind of hidden in the crowd, you have a good stability. You know, in theory, the company is more healthy, financially speaking, so you can plan better. You are more stable there.
In your opinion, are we working more or less than in the past today?
It depends on what is the past. I think in the last 50 years, we are definitely working more. You know, because I think that the market got more competitive. So you know, time is money. I think this is a phrase that is very important today. And I think definitely we're working more nowadays.
Speaker four. Do you like to have a routine at work?
Man, I think it's important to balance. So a very predictable work is tiring and is not exciting. But on the other hand, if you don't know what you're gonna do in the next day, it's very difficult to organize your life and even your production as a professional. So it's important to balance between routine and not non-routine activities.
In your opinion, what are the advantages and disadvantages of working for a big company?
I don't know. I work for the state, and you can say that the state is a big company. I don't know. It's difficult to say that. But in terms of a private job, in a private big company, perhaps the employee would have opportunities that wouldn't be more difficult if she or he worked in a tiny company. But I tend to see big companies with, you know, disbelief. I see big companies as big corporations which only want to be profitable, and they don't respect the labor rights as they should do.
In your opinion, are we working more or less than in the past nowadays?
Much more, much more. Nowadays, when you have smartphones and internet and the communication among people is very easy and fast, it's difficult to avoid being in touch, you see? And then we live in times of emergency. Everything is urgent. Everything need to be done now.
Speaker 5. Do you like to have a routine at work?
I think sometimes routine is good. And I think some routines at work are interesting to facilitate the conduction of activities in work.
In your opinion, what are the advantages and disadvantages of working for a big company and for a small one?
In a big company, we have more resources and more people to interact and create new situations and new knowledge about the work. And small companies, we have a chance to create new things even without resources. But is a different situation and is an opportunity to create things, new things.
In your opinion, are we working more or less than in the past today?
I think we work more. I think this interaction with computer and network and internet, in the past we work from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., go home and stay with our family. And now we wake up working and sleep working too.
That was speaker 5, now speaker 6. Do you like to have a routine at work?
No, I like to have different things to do every single day. I think it's better and different every day.
In your opinion, what are the advantages and disadvantages of working for a big company and for a small one?
In a big company, you have more opportunities, I think. You can work in different departments and can try to do different things. So it's more about opportunities. In small companies, you have the opportunity to know all the process in this company. You can, from the beginning to the end, doesn't matter what kind of thing the company does, you can do it.
In your opinion, are we working more or less than in the past today?
I guess we are working more than in the past, but I don't know, maybe because it takes more time to go to your job and this kind of thing. But also, I think work more in the company.
Speaker 7. Do you like to have a routine at work?
No, I don't like routines that much in that work. I think I must have a organization, something organized to do, but not a routine, like always doing the same.
In your opinion, what are the advantages and disadvantages of working for a big company and for a small company?
I think the greatest advantage is that you have like all a big system organized and you are only a piece of that, so you don't have that much of responsibilities and so you are only part of a process. And the disadvantage, I think, goes in the almost in the same way, you know. You are only a piece, you don't have like a freedom to do the things you want. You are normally stuck to a to a routine. So I think this is the biggest disadvantage.
In your opinion, are we working more or less than in the past today?
Man, I think, I think we are working quite the same. I think we have a busy life. We have more possibilities of communication, of opportunities. So we have this impression that we are doing much more things, but actually we are doing quite the same as in the past.
Thank you very much for listening. I would just like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can go to the webpage and add your email to the email list. You can subscribe via iTunes or, Podomatic. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You can follow us on Stitcher as well. You can use lots of different podcatchers to reach us. And you can also send an email with suggestions for future episodes to info@followenglish.com.br. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye!